2005 Southern California Harvest Podcast 10.
Welcome to the Southern California Harvest Crusade with Greg Laurie, featuring tonight's musical guests, Stephen Curtis Chapman, Jars of Clay, Christine Woods, and the Harvest Crusade Band.
And thus began the last night of the Southern California Harvest in Anaheim, California, on Sunday, July 17, 2005. Harvest Ministries at harvest.org, in a special partnership with the Godcast Network at godcast.org, and the LifeSpring Podcast at lifespringpodcast.com, which is a member of the Godcast Network, is bringing this groundbreaking series of podcasts to you. I'm Steve Webb, your host for some of these podcasts and the host of the LifeSpring Podcast. And Craig Patchett, founder of the Godcast Network, is your host for the balance of the coverage. This podcast is the last of the on-site coverage of this extremely successful event. On this program, you'll hear more behind-the-scenes coverage. We'll begin with part of an interview, but not just any interview. We decided to have some fun with the band Jars of Clay. Here in Southern California, there is a Jars of Clay fan club known as the Jarks. Well, we asked some of these fans to come and play podcaster and conduct this interview. As you'll hear, everyone had fun with this one. Then, after the Jarks and their favorite group, I had the chance to talk with Crystal Lewis, who was born in what was then a small, sleepy town known as Corona, California. I think you'll find Crystal's thoughts challenging and inspiring. Next, I'll take you on a sound seeing tour around the stadium, where I'll talk to a few of the people who made their way to Angel Stadium on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. And finally, I'll take you down on the field one more time to experience what it was like for one father and son. This you won't want to miss. But now, let's get to that interview with Dan and Steve, two members of the very popular band known as Jars of Clay, as the Jarks ask them some really good questions.
And our first question is, since this is an outreach program and everything, could you guys give us just like a short synopsis of how you guys got saved, like how old you were?
Well, I mean, I grew up in the culture of it all, because my mom was one of the first parts of Youth for Christ back when that started in the 50s and 60s. And so, I came home one night with a question about all that stuff, and my mom, you know, at a very young age showed me some scriptures that said that, you know, I need to be reconciled to God, and because I was a sinner. And really, you know, the longer I'm alive, the longer I realize that it's a process, and that, you know, the first conversation is important, and it really just sets the course and the tone for the rest of the story, because, as Dan said, I think it was as we mature in our faith, we learn to ask questions, because I think that's how we learn. And the gospel is something that doesn't keep us content in our safety, but it calls us to risk further and to learn more and to love wildly and take risks based on how well we've been loved by God. So that's the process I'm currently in.
All right. Well, this one might be a harder one. If you're stranded on an island and could only have one book of the Bible with you, which would it be and why?
Which book has the How to Build a Boat?
The Beatles' White Album.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, no, I'm sorry. Different question. Desert, right. No, sorry, okay. Goodness. You know...
How do you pick?
Really? I mean, Galatians is great. You know, I just like Paul's letters because he's somebody you could say that's existed on both sides of the fence.
And on an island.
And on an island himself.
So, yeah.
He knows where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
He'd be meeting me right where I am.
Yeah.
I think any of Paul's letters would be cool. Because it's great encouragement, you know. I assume, unless it was a great tropical island with a great resort kind of hotel sort of situation, that there'd be suffering involved. And Paul speaks well to suffering, so absolutely.
Hi, this is Crystal Lewis, and you're listening to a Harvest Podcast.
You've been around the church your entire life.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see as the greatest strength in today's church?
The greatest strength, I guess, well, I don't know. There's so many different churches. I would say that we have this freedom, you know, to be able to really, truly proclaim the Word of God, because the Word of God is really what breathes life, you know, into our minds and into our souls on a daily basis as we dig into it. So I don't know that I could say there's only one, but one of the biggest strengths would be that the Word of God is freely proclaimed.
Okay. What do you see as the biggest challenge?
Oh, human nature. The fact that we're so quick to judge and so quick to ostracize and so quick to form cliques and groups that don't incorporate and acknowledge and include everybody regardless of, you know, coolness factor.
Right.
Things like that. And I'm not even so much talking racial issues or things like that, but I've just seen, and as a teenager, I remember being on the wrong side of that, and I guess that's why it's a burden for me, but just seeing us as humans dictate and determine people's, you know, coolness level,
right.
And then we decide whether they're okay or not to include, and that is just so unbiblical and so unChrist-like, and I would love to see more and more, not just youth groups, because this is not a youth issue.
That's right.
Only. This is an adult issue.
Yes.
I'd like to see more and more people just learn to love the way that Jesus loves.
Yeah. How would we do that? What do you think?
Just do it. But it stems so much from selfishness, I think, and pride, and that's just something that we have to recognize first in our own hearts and lives and let Jesus heal us of that.
Mm-hmm. So. I think recognizing it, huh, that, that it's
absolutely
there.
Absolutely. We have to see that it's there.
Talk about, you've been here since the beginning.
Just
you're
about.
Like, you're like the Cliff Barrows of the Harvester scene. Makes that much prettier. Yeah,
thank you.
Prettier. A lot younger.
Just talk about kind of the history and how you've seen it grow.
That's funny. I told Greg, I don't want to be your George Bev Shea because I don't want to be singing until I'm that age. And he said, well, if you're that age, think about how old I'd be. This Harvest Crusade 16th year.
Yeah.
It is my 15th year to be on the stage.
Wow.
I attended the first one at Pacific Amphitheater on the lawn.
Wow.
And I sat watching, and during that following year became acquainted with the church and started singing there. And so, yes, my 15th year being here.
Of course, you were 2 years old that year, right?
I was.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Typical Southern California crowd. Lots of cell phones going on. Lots of sunglasses and shorts and, you know, what you think of as a California beach crowd, there's very much a lot of that. But I also see somebody here with a dress shirt on. Obviously a man that would be very comfortable working in an office. See a military type kid. Hey, you've got a uniform on. I have to ask, what's the uniform?
It's the Army.
Army?
U.S. Army Class Bs.
Okay, and where are you stationed?
Los Alamitos.
Los Alamitos. And what's your job?
I'm an MP, military police.
Okay, very good. How long have you been in the Army?
Going on 4 years now.
And have you been stationed out here the whole time? Or
I've been stationed at Fort Leonardwood, been stationed at Fort Bragg. And then also Kosovo.
How long in Kosovo?
Only a couple months. I got injured, so I had to come home.
Oh, okay. So, how'd you get injured?
I tore a muscle in my neck. We were training for Iraq and tore a muscle in my neck really bad on the wall and had to come home.
Okay.
So.
Well, thank you for what you do.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
I really appreciate what you do.
Thank you. It's good to hear, sir.
So what brings you here tonight?
I haven't been to Harvest Crusade in about 6 years. I'm actually home and thought, you know, it would be a good idea. I was down. We just got a new ribbon in my unit. We just got like an award, so I was in the area and thought it would be a cool thing to stop by and see what's going on. I like Crystal Lewis and George Clay, so it's even better. Yeah, I actually met Crystal Lewis the first Harvest Crusade I went to.
Okay.
I went down there and she actually personally prayed for me. I was down there and she just walked up to me and started praying for me. I was like, whoa. And then from then I started listening to her music. So
yeah, very cool. She's a very nice lady. And I talked to a couple of the members of JARS and very, very nice guys. Thanks again for being here and for doing what you do.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hi guys, where are you from?
Irvine.
Irvine, okay.
Yes.
Is this your first night here?
Yes.
It is? And what brought you? Why are you here?
Bringing my wife.
Okay. Have you ever been to any of the Harvest Crusades at all?
No, it's the first time for me. I've been to Billy Graham Crusade. Okay. My first Harvest Crusade.
Okay. Why did you decide to come tonight?
My church members told me I should invite my wife since she's a non-believer.
Okay. You invited somebody. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. Please.
You know what? Hi, what's your name?
Warren.
Where are you from, Warren?
I'm from Costa Mesa, California.
And what brings you here?
An unsaved friend named Benson. Please pray for him.
So he's an unsaved friend. Well, good. You brought an unsaved person.
Absolutely.
Praise the Lord. Good for you. That's what it's all about.
God bless your master.
Yes, you too.
Come with your sins. Come with your problems. Come and receive the forgiveness of God that he offers to you now. As the group sings.
As I look around. From the very, very top rows, they're making their way into the aisles. People are coming down onto the field from every place, every way. I'm going to walk out to the field now. Krista Lewis is singing. And here I am again, out in the field with people making decisions. There's obviously people here with friends. The friend has responded, and the invitor comes in with the invitee. The invitor usually has a smile or tears. The invitee usually looks a little bit unsure.
Yes, that God bless you, yes. We're going to give you a Bible.
I'm his dad. God bless you.
Serve the Lord. Singers up there tonight, I can't preach like great. But you can...
That's awesome, man.
Yes, it's awesome.
For a while,
with me, you know, I mean, I
make light work.
I gave my life back to the Lord about 7 years ago.
God's benediction.
And most of my life, I was absent in his life because of drugs and in prison. And now, I work with a group of men. And all week, we've been at the Promise Keepers and over here. And I was able to get him to come over tonight.
Would you pause right where you're at for just one moment?
Let's give God praise. Being a dad myself, I know what you mean. How are you feeling?
I feel great. It's a nice feeling. It's unlike I thought it would be. It's very nice.
What did you think it was going to be?
I thought it would be more bland, more, you know, I've been to church many times, but just couldn't, never really heard, you know, never really felt it. And, this time, there's just something about it was just more unique, and it makes me feel just great inside.
Can you put your finger on what made it different tonight?
One thing made it different was being with my father. Another thing that made it different was probably being through what I've been through in my life so far, and wanting to change and do something better. It opened my ears and my heart to hear what I wasn't hearing before, Lori, you know, the same, those certain things that just triggered something in my life that just really made me listen and cope with what he's saying and what's going on.
Can you remember any of the points that really spoke to you tonight that just really spoke to your heart?
Most of them was the story he was telling about Nicodemus and him asking a question and not really understanding and saying, you know, well, how can I be born again? You know, am I supposed to go back into the womb again? And, you know, I never really understood of how when somebody would say, you know, be born again and be a Christian. You know, I didn't really grasp the whole reasoning and concept of it. And then just the way he explained it just really made me want to understand it more, you know. And I did understand it more.
Well, you're a new creature.
Oh, it's nice.
You know, and the Holy Spirit is just going to begin to remake you, and the fruit of the Spirit is going to become a reality in your life as time goes by. And I'll be praying for you, brother. What's your name?
Simeon.
Simeon?
Yes.
What a great name.
Great name, Dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where are you from? Ontario.
Ontario, okay. You in Ontario as well?
No, I'm in Highland.
You're in Highland. Okay. Well, I'm in Riverside, so I'm close to you guys, too. But I'm going to leave you guys, you know, together. I don't want to, you know, horn in here, but I just wanted to get a little bit of sound.
Thank you very much.
Can I hug you, brother?
Sure you can.
All right.
God bless you.
And what's your name?
I'm Clyde.
Clyde?
Yeah.
Ah, love you, brother.
Hey, love you too, my brother.
What a privilege to be a part of this, huh?
Thank you.
God bless you guys.
I'm telling you. There's nothing better. That's what it's all about. If you're one of my listeners and you have not made this decision, let me encourage you to do that. You can become a new creature. You can become brand new. Scripture says, behold, the old is gone, the new has come.
If you would like more information on how you can receive Christ into your life, or if you've already done so, please go to knowgod.org. That's knowgod.org. You can tell us of your decision and find some great resources to help you get the most out of that new relationship with Christ, and even receive a free copy of the New Testament. We'd also like to let you know about an opportunity, if you're already a believer, to help support Harvest Crusades by putting a Bible in the hands of a new believer. If you'd like to be a part of that ministry, please visit us at harvest.org/STW. And as always, to subscribe to these podcasts, you can at harvestpodcast.org. Lastly, to sign up for Pastor Greg's free daily devotional via email, please visit harvest.org/devotional. And you can also email Greg Laurie directly at greg@harvest.org. We hope you've enjoyed the series so far. There's a couple more podcasts left in the series. I know you'll enjoy them, and I encourage you to stay subscribed. Thanks, and God bless you.